interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Okay, we got a family suing a condo board over diapers. Swim diapers from Florida. A condo board has a rule banning children from using its community pool if they are wearing swim diapers. Does Barrett have swim diapers?
He has, yeah, and he will, yeah, for the next little bit.
And
well, you don't use the term diapers anymore. It's big boy pants because he's potty training.
Well, but he had the swim diapers.
Oh, yes, he has the swimmers, yeah.
The family is claiming discrimination, and a couple of grandparents are suing the board in a federal lawsuit. They say their 19-month-old granddaughter was told to leave the clubhouse pool and directed to the kiddie pool because the granddaughter had the swim diapers on, and they have a policy, you can't be in this pool with the swim diapers, but we got a kiddie pool. Well, that sounds good enough. You got a kiddie pool.
I mean, you know, and when they're in the, I was just in this situation when we went to on vacation over the summer or last spring, and when Barrett, he's wearing those swimmer diapers or, you know, whatever swimmer pants, when they fill up with, you know, they get wet. You can't tell if he's, you know, full or if it's just the thing is, you know, wet and waterlogged.
Yeah. Well,
and then that creates gaps.
Right.
So the leakage.
They want the ban lifted, but, well, yeah, the issue is if the kid's in that pool and the kid lets something loose, something gets out into the pool.
It's a scene from Caddyshack.
Well, then you have to shut the pool down, you know, and then everybody else is inconvenienced. So, yeah, send them to the kiddie pool.
Mm-hmm. We'll stay in Florida, John. In fact, we'll go to Central Florida to the Villages, where a postal worker is in some trouble after being accused of going through 4,000 pieces of mail, mostly holiday cards, looking for cash and gift cards.
Probably bottles of booze if it's people at the Villages.
Miranda Fairley is 25 years old, and she's been delivering mail in the area for the past 6 years under a private contract held... And so her parents discovered several tubs and bags of opened mail in her bedroom. Nearly all of the rifled envelopes consisted of outgoing mail. So that means that's the old people sending out sympathy cards. A lot of sympathy cards, John.
Yeah.
You know, because getting to that age.
Well, don't you think?
And then a lot of $20 for grandkids. A lot of cards for grandkids she was going through.
Don't you think at the Walgreens, at the Villages, in the card section there, mm-hmm. it's 75% is the sympathy card section?
Heard
of the
about
card
your
section.
Surgery. I hope you're recovering well.
Right. That kind of stuff. Only maybe 25% is devoted to birthdays. And finally, a Tennessee lawmaker, a politician there, is apologizing for pantsing a referee. State Representative Jeremy Faison, who is 45 years old, says he acted like a fool and lost his temper at a high school basketball game his kid was playing when he went onto the court to try to pull a referee's pants down. His son was on one of the teams. And the representative was sitting in the stands watching his son play when all of a sudden there was a scuffle on the floor for a loose ball. It wasn't really so much a fight as it was, you know, two kids on the floor, tug of war with the basketball and the referee getting in the middle of it all. Well, whatever the referee ruled, the state rep did not like. Obviously ruled against his son. So the referee just bounces right out onto the state rep bounces right out onto the court, points a finger in the referee's face. The ref asks him to leave. Yeah, I would think so. The state rep says he's not going to leave the floor, then grabs at the referee's pants and tries pulling them down.
I bet the ref is probably in better shape than you are.
Yeah. So he... He sent the guy out, sent him off the floor, and now the guy, I think he was on the floor of the state house in Tennessee yesterday with Well, he felt like he had his pants down, had quite the red face as he apologized to everybody.
One of my favorites when my son Brandon was playing we were in a tournament down in Portland, and, you know, it was 14, 15-year-old kids and stuff, and, a little younger, maybe 12, 13 years old. And there's a play goes down towards the end of the game, did this kid foul? How many fouls does this kid have? Is he fouling out? Was that a flagrant foul? There's much discussion that needs to happen. So the two referees, the two head coaches, they're at the scorer's table and they're sorting it out. How many fouls does the kid have? How did you see it? And the mom of this kid gets up, walks across the floor from the other side of the court and joins the conversation at the scorer's table. And they're like, go sit down.
I'll tell you how it went.
That was her boy that was involved in that, you know.
I walked out on the floor during a game, during one of my son's games, Tyler. I think this is like second or third grade basketball, something like that. And he should not have played that day. He was not feeling well. But he wanted to play, and I told the coach before
the
game.
He's a gamer, that's why.
Well, I told the coach before the game, I said, look, I really don't want him to play much. He's here, and, maybe just get him in and then just pull him out because he really shouldn't be here. And the coach said, thanks, we only have six players. And the problem was the coach's son, Jeffrey, he didn't want to play basketball at all, ever, the second grade kid. So he never started. He was always on the bench. He was only brought in for emergency purposes. And when he was on the bench, it was chairs, he would be under his chair playing with like a car or something. Well, so anyways, the game gets underway, and Tyler is not even running up and down the floor. You can tell. And he was their best player at the time. He just didn't have it. He was out. He was not feeling well. And there was a timeout and called, and I thought, okay, at this point, my boy is going to get taken out of the game, and Jeffrey's coming in. No, Jeffrey is under the chairs playing with cars and pulling at coats and all that stuff. And they come out of the timeout and they go back out onto the floor. The ref whistles him in. I walked out onto the floor. I said to the coach, "You got to take my son's got to come out. Look at him. I mean, look at him. He can't play. You got to put your kid in." So Jeffrey came out onto the floor dragging some other kid's coat and had a car in his hand.
Yeah, and all the kids on the other team going, "I got him.
Yeah, yeah,
right. I'm guarding him."
Yeah.